StrategyNow holds more Bitcoin than BlackRock's iBit. A single corporate treasury now holds more Bitcoin than the world's largest spot Bitcoin ETF. Cointelegraph reported on April 26 that Strategy, the firm formerly known as MicroStrategy, has overtaken BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, in total BTC holdings. The crossover marks the first time since iBit's January 2024 launch that an individual corporate buyer sits above the ETF on the league table. Bitcoin traded at $78,082 as of April 26, 2026, up 0.5% on the day and 3.4% on the week, per CoinMarketCap data captured at the time of writing. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 45 neutral territory. How Strategy overtook the largest spot ETF Strategy has been the most aggressive single buyer of Bitcoin in public markets since 2020, financing purchases through a mix of convertible notes, at-the-market equity issuance, and most recently the STRC Preferred Share Program. The firm publishes weekly accumulation updates and rarely sells. iBit, by contrast, depends on net subscriptions from authorized participants, and inflows have been uneven through 2026. The gap between the two stockpiles narrowed throughout the first quarter as iBit logged a series of redemption-heavy weeks. We covered one of the deeper drawdowns in the BlackRock-led ETF outflow run earlier this month, when spot Bitcoin ETFs bled $1.9 billion in 5 sessions. iBit shed the largest share of that flow, while Strategy continued to add coins through the same window. The result, per Cointelegraph's reporting, is that Strategy's treasury now sits ahead of iBit by margin, small enough to flip back if the ETF books a strong week. The lead is real but not durable. Why a single treasury beating an ETF matters. A spot Bitcoin ETF is meant to be the easiest way for institutional capital to gain BTC exposure. iBit was the fastest ETF in history to reach $10 billion in assets and held the largest single Bitcoin balance of any vehicle for almost 2 years. Watching one operating company push past that line says less about Strategy's brilliance and more about how concentrated the corporate treasury thesis has become at the top. 3 points are worth flagging. Concentration risk. A handful of corporate buyers, led by Strategy, account for a disproportionate share of public market Bitcoin demand. If any of them shift posture, the order book notices. ETF flow dependency. iBit does not buy aggressively on its own. It buys what subscribers ask it to buy. A run of redemptions, like April's, mechanically shrinks the position regardless of the underlying view. Asymmetric reporting. Strategy reports its holdings on its own cadence with detail. iBit reports through standard 13F and prospectus filings on a slower clock, so the comparison is always slightly stale. The Sailor playbook in 2026, Strategy's accumulation rate stepped up after the firm rebranded and added new financing tools. The STRC preferred share has drawn the loudest critics. We covered Peter Schiff calling STRC an obvious Ponzi and challenging Michael Saylor to debate earlier this month. Saylor has not engaged the challenge directly and continues to point to the firm's BTC per share metric as the only number that matters to him. The treasury overtaking iBit is the kind of headline Saylor has worked toward for years. It also lands in a market that is pricing Bitcoin lower than it was 3 months ago, which makes the milestone feel more like an accumulation result than a victory lap. What to watch next? The most useful thing to track from here is not Strategy's next purchase, it is iBit's net flows. If subscriptions return through May, the ETF can reclaim the top spot mechanically without changing Strategy. If outflows persist and Strategy keeps buying on its current cadence, the gap widens and the headline gets repeated. A second thing worth watching is how rival ETF issuers respond. Fidelity's FBTC and ARK 21 shares ARKB sit further down the table, but have run lighter outflows in recent weeks. None are within striking distance of iBit's BTC count, but the relative ordering inside the ETF cohort has shifted more than the headline number suggests.